Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yesterday, we discussed Damian Williams, Chiefs running back, deciding to opt out. He let the team know that he would not be playing this upcoming season due to the pandemic. He discussed his decision to opt out with NFL Radio.
For me, it was, you know, just kind of cut straight, simple, you know, right to it. You know, I'm dealing with a family matter. You know, my mom was just diagnosed with cancer. So, and it's stage four. So, you know.
Yeah.
There was no other, you know, that was my decision. You know, with everything that's going on, and, you know, she was, you know, the only one there for me, you know. I never had the opportunity, you know, to have my dad there. So, you know, my mom is, you know, my rock, my everything. So, you know, during a hard time like this, you know, I think, you know, I should be next to her every step.
Well, that is great to hear, Damian, and I'm sorry to hear that, number one, and obviously you'll be her rock as well. And as it relates to football, I mean, for you, football becomes on the back burner. There's no doubt about that and what you're dealing with your mother, and maybe just touch on that, because it doesn't sound like it was that hard of a decision for you, because you seem to be a merging piece with the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, yeah, most definitely. It was hard, you know. I sat down, you know, talked to everybody in, you know, my circle, family, and everybody close to me. And, you know, my mom, you know, she just was like, you know, whatever decision, I'm behind you. But at the end of the day, you know, it's hard, you know. Football is my life, you know, especially coming off, you know, a championship and wanting to do a repeat, you know, which, you know, I know they're going to handle that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just something personal, you know, I have to handle.
Yeah.
Difficult, but not difficult.
Not like difficult. No brainer. No, it's a that's a no
brainer. Very close
right
to your
there,
mother,
right?
Your mother's very sick.
Yeah, your mother has stage four cancer, and that's your rock. You go, man.
You're not
you go
going.
Do you.
You're not going to bunker in and stay away from her for the next 6 months.
No, not at all. Because, you know, stage four cancer. I mean, that's very, very, very serious cancer, and, you know, she's probably going to, you know, not do well. And she wants her son there, and he wants to be with her. I mean, you want to be with your mom in those situations. And if he's playing football and can't go near her because she's in the hospital and the risk of getting COVID to bring him, you know, the whole nine yards. So, no, it's absolutely the right decision for Damian Williams. And I got to say, I'm proud of the kid for doing that, man. That's a tough decision to make, especially for a guy who was an undrafted free agent, who was cut by another team, finally found a home in the NFL, worked his tail off to get here, had an amazing Super Bowl, and quite honestly, there are no guarantees that the
right
Chiefs are going to bring him back next year.
Still, you know, pretty fringe.
Yeah, he's still pretty fringe guy in on this team in the NFL, and it's not like he's young. I think he's 28 years old or something like that, so he's approaching that magical number of 30 very fast, and we know with a running back how that goes. So there's no guarantees that, you know, he's going to be in the NFL or on the Chiefs next season, and so he's risking his career for his mom, and you got to respect that. I'd like to think everybody would do something like that. If your mother had some sort of ailment and you wanted to be there and be by her side, I'd like to think everybody would kind kind of make that decision. I know everybody wouldn't make that kind of decision because it's a tough decision to make, but I give the kid a hell of a lot of credit for sacrificing everything that he's worked so hard to get and had to work extra hard to get, and he's giving it up to be with his mother, man. That's a great kid and a great son, and I'm proud of him, man, and I hope the Chiefs do take him back because that's the kind of guy you want around on your team. Oh, has his priorities straight.
They'll repeat. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah, just nonchalant. Yeah, they'll take care of business.
Yeah.
And they will.
His teammates have his back. Travis Kelce on both Damian Williams and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif decision to opt out.
It hurts, man. It hurts, but at the same time, you can obviously respect both of their decisions. Love those guys. It doesn't make me feel a grudge about either one of them. I totally respect what they're doing. And you know what? I think Coach Reed, Veach, the front office is going to do an unbelievable job of trying to fill that void. And the guys that we have in this locker room can fill that void. I truly believe that we have an unbelievable roster, and I'm pretty excited to see how this group molds together.
And that's why you got to give these guys a lot of credit in the front office, because Brett Veach has already done a great job of trying to backfill that offensive line position. Both guards are going to be kind of up for grabs this year. They've got plenty of guys that can go out there and compete for a spot at the guard position. So they've done a great job of backfilling there, and I don't think they're really going to miss Laurent Duvernay-Tardif all that much because they've got options. Maybe they will. Maybe they will miss him, but I think they've got options, and I think they've got good options at that guard spot. As for the running back position, we talked about it yesterday, how good Andy Reid is about finding guys to have success at that running back spot. And it's not just because Clyde Edwards-Helaire is here. There will be somebody else emerge this year at that running back spot, and we go, man, that guy turned out to be really, really good. Great job by Andy Reid of putting him in position to be successful. And so I think they'll handle the situation. I think they'll be able to tackle the situation. I think everything will be fine. I don't think the Chiefs are necessarily going to miss a beat on offense. But you wish guys like Damian Williams and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif the best, because both of those guys, and I know Laurent's got another career of being a doctor, and he's going to take care of that, but both of those guys put an NFL career on hold for all the right reasons, Josh. And I look at it, too, and I go, man, I don't know, man. If I had that opportunity and I'm playing in the NFL,
it's a lot of money to turn down. Yeah.
Would I do the same thing? And I'm like, I'd like to say I would, but I don't think I would.
Mitchell Schwartz on replacing LDT along the offensive line.
You know, we've got guys who have been here. We got a couple new guys. That's something that, I think Coach Heck has always been, extremely good with in terms of moving people around and making sure that throughout training camp and, throughout the practice times, he's cross-training as many people as possible so that when you inevitably do have guys get hurt or things happen, you're not playing next to someone that you never played next to before. So even if it's, drill to drill, guys, it doesn't really matter where you line up. You just kind of get a feel for who's next to you. So we got a lot of really good players. I mean, I think our offensive line is going to be awesome this year, and it's just nice to, kind of get back into the normal swing of things.
Mitchell, with today's edition of We Got This.
We Got This, yeah, no doubt. And especially for him, though, because he's been playing next to LDT for all these years, right? When you play next to somebody for all that time, you start to develop a rapport with that person. You know his tendencies. You know what he's going to do. You know where he's going to be. You're comfortable playing next to each other. And I think having that comfort level along the offensive line helps so much in the NFL. And I think not having him next to him is going to be different, but, you can clearly hear it. Mitchell Schwartz, like, we're going to be fine. We're going to be okay not having Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. We're going to figure out a way to get it done. And that's what championship teams do. They figure out ways to get things done, and they accomplish it, and they move on and win another championship.
Simple as that.
It's very easy.
It's very, very easy. Just move about your day.
Mm-hmm.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.